This I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. So here's the conflict. Here's the concern. Some come along now that these have heard of Christ and with enticing words are attempting to take them back under works. Just like the letter to the Hebrews was written to these that had heard of Christ, but now were being enticed. That's a strong word, seduced by enticing words back under the law, back under works, or some combination thereof. Christ plus. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. This is why he's writing. Not to chew them out, but to encourage them to continue in that faith that God had given to evidently some there within this congregation, the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. We know that faith is the gift of God, and it is in Christ, and the Spirit reveals Christ in the heart of those that are given this faith. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. That word to receive isn't like today where you sign on the line somewhere that you have accepted now God's offer. That's not what it's talking about. Here is the sense of receiving one with open doors, open welcome. But notice here the criteria again, very specific, beginning from the baptism of John. Is there anybody alive today that was at the baptism of John? That saw him baptizing in water and declaring, behold the Lamb of God? The obvious answer is no. But here it was necessary. From the day of John the Baptist unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must be one ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Now, speaking of the Apostle Paul, Paul said he was an apostle born out of due season. But I'd also argue with you that even though they were replacing a 12th apostle here, if you go back and actually count the children of Israel, the patriarchs, you realize there were actually 13. But they were combined under one head, Joseph. He had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And if you literally take each one of those tribes, there were 13 of them. You talk about the 12 tribes of Israel because two of them were bound under one head. I find it interesting that even though some say, well, they should have waited for Paul, God purposed it. There's no mistakes with God. Go in the direction that men desire anyway. That's really all he was doing, to win their favor. Tell them, whatever you want, I can give it to you. Doesn't that sound like popular preachers? Come hear me preach and you'll be blessed. Read my book and your life's going to change. You'll have everything you want. So that's what I want to look at. How were the hearts of these men stolen? Well, first of all, they were deceived by Absalom's power and influence. See, the scriptures say, whatever is of the flesh is flesh. That's all it can see. But whatever is of the spirit is spirit. But without the spirit of God, there's no discerning in the heart. And whatever is in this flesh attracts like. So what is in our flesh? This flesh loves power and influence. And whenever it meets another that exerts that power and influence and promises it over them, it's drawn in.